So please welcome Lorelai. Oh, she's a human being. That's her occupation, Lorelai Egley.
Well, it's always a challenge. Dean sort of stole my sweetness right there, so having to readjust and get used to that. As David Arndt knows, there's a group of people that really enjoy dressing up. He's a part of this, and I had a lemon sundress with cherries on it and a lemon headdress I was all excited to wear when I thought everyone would say, well, she's really getting into this. But fortunately, we put hardwood floors in our house and our 700 square foot house. So a lot got cleared out. So I couldn't find either of those things. So, but the part of the story was about there are several women in Los Osos who I greatly admire. And they dress up with fruit in their hair and various things and go out and dance at all of our fabulous, or many of our fabulous events that we're having at the Beach Hut and Sea Pines. And it's been really an up-and-coming music venue. So I see them and I'm really inspired by them because they all appear to be older than me because I think everyone's older than me. And they also give me the sense that they've had much more challenging lives than I do. And so I just love seeing them and knowing that they're having their lemonade from my perspective. And that was what made me think of, at first I thought it was kind of a trite title, and as I thought it, like Dean said, I think of it as a life philosophy, and I feel I'm getting better and better at it. And one situation was my husband of 12 years came in and said one Saturday morning, you know, our marriage is over. And I was really taken aback, and everyone thought, oh, that I was the one that would have been leaving, because he was kind of we'll call him Bob. He's kind of a Eeyore, melancholy. Like, I had talked to him about having children before we got married, and he said, we'll think about that. And then after a year, when I brought kids in, they're dirty and they're loud and they take so much energy. And so I was like, maybe not. And anyway, there's too many people in the world and the world's gonna blow up, so what's the point? And so these were all of his excuses. And then he said, well, you know, my aunt, my grandfather, and my brother all took their lives. And I said, we won't have children. Not a problem. A lot of mental health there. So, or lack of. Or so I started watching kids, which I have mentioned here before. And one of, when he told me this, I was watching kids and I was really discombobulated. Like, I put an electric kettle on a gas burner, turned the heat on, you know, and burned up their electric kettle. So I had him replace that. And then I was just so distraught, and I had these small kids that I was supposed to be tending to, and a little self-obsessed and concerned. So I started playing ABBA. And the one particular song, Knowing Me, Knowing You, you know, it's very, I was going to bring it, and I was reciting it, but the verse is, you know, knowing me, knowing you, there's nothing we could do. And I would perform it dramatically and make the moves. And the kids just loved this, and they'd say, do it again. And I was so pleased because I was happy to, and I felt like it was a very therapeutic way of getting over my sadness and frustration of my situation. And it beat writing asshole on his truck, or drowning myself in the hot tub, or getting mauled by raccoons. They seem to think that being by myself, they could just march through the hot tub area, and when I would hiss at them, they would stand up and hiss back. And so I fantasized about that and teach them, mauled in the hot tub. That was so anyway, as I said, he I say this lovingly. He was a progressive fundamentalist. So he was always, conspiracy and kind of ranting about, as I said, you know, the world's going to end anyway. And so this was sort of my, I was like, well, what are you going to do? You know, he moved out to the back shed, and I was like, you got to do more than that if you want out, you know, get out. And so I said, what's the plan? He said, well, you know, I don't really have a plan. So I said, this was years ago. So basically, you're like Bush. You drop a bomb and have no exit strategy. I was so excited. I was like, oh, that was almost worth it. So anyway, he moved out, and things have been sweetened with lemon ever since. He was in two bands, and I ended up with the bass player, much deeper. So, and also he is hard of hearing, and that was problematic. And my husband now has no sense of smell, which is fantastic. I love garlic. I smoke. You know, it's not a problem. So, and I thank Sage for letting me sing. Knowing me, knowing you many, many times. So, like I said, I think it's a philosophy also, and a little sweetness does help. So, thank you.